Venezuela. A weapon for the Tories of Venezuelan catastrophe is being weaponized by the usual anti-Corbyn cabal who falsely describe it as another failed socialist experiment. It is not socialism that has failed. Had socialism been carried through in Venezuela at the height of the mass movement following the failed coup against Chavez in 2002, the outcome could have been different. Chavez defeated the coup, and received support from the mass of Venezuelans, and implemented reforms in their interests. But his failure to nationalize the banks, and other key sectors meant the capitalists could sabotage Chavez's program. In addition, democratic control and participation of the working class in running society were absent. Chavez developed a personality cult with himself as a supreme policymaker. Current President Maduro is a grotesque imitation of Chavez, and, despite his pompous declarations about socialism and revolution, his policy consists of using the state and ruling party apparatus to manage capitalism. But it's Venezuelans who should hold him to account, not Jeremy Hunt, the butcher of the NHS, Trump, or Brazil's Bolsonaro, who rushed to recognize the unelected Guaido as interim president. With breathtaking hypocrisy, they condemn the Maduro government, while selling arms to the most bloodthirsty dictators on the planet. This, while unleashing another outrageous smear against Jeremy Corbyn. The labor movement needs to mobilize to defend Corbyn, demand a general election in Britain, and emphatically reject the charge that the crisis in Venezuela is a consequence of socialism. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool,